The Horse Racing Preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
How are you, Patrick? You well?
Yep, I hope I'm keeping very well. Oh, I am keeping very well. I hope you are too, Martin. Let's just briefly look back at last week's action, and good to see return of Min winning the John Dorkin last weekend.
Yeah, he did well at top, Patrick, in fairness. And Ruby was very cool, I suppose, because he was definitely tight for room coming down to second last, got up the inside of back of the flow, and it totally quickened very well. He's a very good horse when things go right for him, there's no question. He might not just be the very top notcher, maybe someone like Cheltenham or Altior are probably going to be too good for him, but he's still a very, very good horse and can win very good race. I think 2.5 is probably the limit of his stamina. I wouldn't be sure he'd get 3, but it'd be interesting to see. He's probably going to drop back to 2 miles now, run over Leopard's Town at Christmas. He's a very, very good horse. He's a great jumper. That's one thing that really stands out for me. And he can travel a bit keen in his races, but there's no doubt that he's a fair operator when he's on song. I think more Group 1 races or Grade 1 races are going to come his way somewhere. I'm not quite sure if he'll ever win at Cheltenham, but he certainly is a very, very good horse.
And there was carnage down in Cork then in the big race, where Great Fields, the odds-on favourite for the heavyweight chase, knocked out at the second hurdle.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a worry for him. He's such a free horse. Jody McGarvey riding very well. He's a very, very free horse. And when especially Tiara, I thought, who always likes to run in front as well, was in the lineup. It was always a bit of fear that maybe things might go wrong for him. Now, he did jump to first fence very well. He jumped actual defence that he fell at fairly well too. He just overjumped really and came down. But it was a good winner in Castle Gas Paddy, I have to say. Very, very impressive indeed. Could be the new kid on the block. I've seen him run a few times last year, and he's a very, very nice horse, this Castle Gas Paddy. Now, I know obviously with a great field of the race, the task was made much easier, so it's hard to judge, but he also might be going for that Grade 1 at Christmas, and then we'll see how good he actually is. But certainly at the moment he's on an upward curve. He jumps pretty well, and I think he could be a kind of a new kid on the block, but disappointing for Great Field. Hopefully to be redemption for him in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely indeed, and some great action of course last week as well. Darren Ross taking out the novice Stairs Hurdle, and of course in the Mayor's Race, Camellia de Cotte was a very impressive winner.
She was indeed, and she jumped particularly well, I have to say, Patrick. I was worried about that beforehand. I thought, the way she ran at Clonmel, that maybe she wouldn't be even good enough to win last week, but she was certainly more than good enough, and she won very well. Paul Town had a great day. He just missed out in the 5-timer in the last race, 8 and Bob, unfortunately for me, because I did actually really fancy him. I thought he had a 1, but he was just mugged on the line. Definitely a good performance. And great to see Darren Ross. I thought Philip and Luke Dempsey went very close in the Tri-Town a couple of weeks ago with Mr. Diablo. Very, very capable son and father combination. And I think that was a very good performance for Darren Ross. First time to win actually either a bumper or a hurdle, and to win a Grade 3 like that. He showed tremendous reserve of stamina and great battling qualities. He's going, I think, for the Dorans Pride race at Limerick over Christmas. I can see him running very well there. The extreme stamina test and the likely soft ground would be right up the street.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll touch more on that next week. Having a look at this week's action then, Martin, two race meetings down for decision. Firstly, a Fairy House at Saturday, where they kick off with a 7-race National Hunt card at 12:05. We're going to start with a beginner's chase as well, Martin, because there's a couple of nice hurdlers that were out last year running in this race tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. And Campidor, I suppose, is the one with the highest rating over hurdles. He would be 150, 152 maybe, apparently. But the whole career for him has been blighted by falls over hurdles. And even last time, his first run over fence with Barry Gertie, he came down to the second at Navan. Now he's reunited with Keith Dunne, who does a lot of schooling apparently on the horse at home. And he certainly is a class act when things go right, but you just have to very much worry about his jumping abilities. Indian Monsoon, I think, was a decent horse for Charles Bourne. Seen him in a couple of races down in Cork last season, won over hurdles very well, and it actually likes testing ground. There was a lot of rain forecast for tomorrow, and an awful lot of rain, so I'm not quite sure if we'll get there in time for Fairy House. But if the ground was to turn up soft, this one would have a very big chance, and obviously the betting market would be key to his chances here. But I think David Russell's mount, Roaring Bull, could be good enough. He's always looked like a decent horse over hurdles. He's only riding the 130s, 135 or so over hurdles, but I think he'll do better over fences. He's reportedly has schooled well, and I think he'll go very well for Gardner and David Russell.
The handicap chase is the second race on the car, sponsored by Sky Sports Racing, and we've 11 going to post.
Yeah, good race here. As I said, Philip and Luke Dempsey, the big win there a couple of weeks ago in the Portstown chase at Fairy House with Denny's Vinny, and he takes the chance here again under a £7 higher mark. Made all the running at that occasion over 3.5 miles, so going back to 3 miles won't be any problem for him, and he certainly has a big chance here. Off a low weight, Nobody Home could be interested in Redward Cawley. Kind of stole the race I thought at Fairy House a couple of weeks ago over hurdles, but still runs off a low enough mark here, just 10 stone 9, with Brian Hayes on board. Should go well. Young Torque for Rachel Blackmore, of course, the woman certainly riding is extremely well at the moment, and fighting it out with Paul Townes at the top of the Jockey Championship. This one is inexperienced over fences, but he did win over a fence at Tipperary. Then he fell at Cork and last time finished 13th in the Tritown Chase, but certainly was no disgrace for Hurst, only having his third run over fences. He should go well here, and Rachel certainly is attracting a huge amount of following at the moment, and deservedly so. The one I was going to go for, maybe for a win, though, is a horse called Cherokee Bill for Noel Mead. I thought this one's run okay in beginner's chases up to now. He's gone to his first handicap here for marker 123. He was a good tour to a horse called Mortal last time, and any second now was second for Ted Walsh. They're both decent horses. He wasn't beaten all that far. I think the extra distance will suit, and he could be well worth backing each way, and it's a very open event.
Later on in the car, Martin, there are two nice handicap hurdles for the punters to get their teeth stuck into.
Yes, the first one there, 225. I think all the chimneys won well enough for Willie Austin last time. David Mullen suggested he could go very well here again, up £5 for that. Did show battling qualities when winning the last time and might be well capable of going in again. Although the horse they're called, I Like the Way You're Thinking for Gavin Cromwell, must have a big chance as well. Toured at Limerick last time. Mark Walsh rides and entering first handicap here with a good chance. Aglan and Haglan, number 7, didn't really get the trip at that last time, over 2.5 miles, come back to 2 miles where he won at Ferry House a couple of weeks ago. I thought that was a good effort, and maybe under Paul Townend this could be the one here, Eregle and the Hagley in the 225. Well, in the 3 o'clock, Brazen and George was a father last time for Arthur Moore and Paul Townend, but before that had won well over course and distance, and also a horse called Mystique Heights for Luke Homer. Decent start on the flat, toward the Thurles last time out, could go well over hurdles here, but I do think that maybe Brazen and George, granted the clear round, might be the one here.
There are two maiden hurdles and a bumper left on the card then for tomorrow, Ferry House, Martin.
Very interesting, the three-round maiden hurdle, Patrick. There's two horses I think that will stand out probably in the betting. Horse called Farid for William Mullins, runs in the colours J.P. McManus, won a flat race in France on his only start. Mark Walsh takes the mount, and you'd have to very much respect that. But I thought that Gordon Elliott and Davy Russell here, Legal Steps, could be very interesting. A decent horse when trained by Gerald Lyons on the flat. Rate 102 actually, which is very high for a flat horse going hurdling, bought for plenty of money by Shively Park, who have done a tremendous job so far with the likes of Envoy Dallin and Malone Road for Gordon Elliott. And I think this one will be well fancied to succeed. He should be well schooled. Not quite sure he'll handle the very testing ground. If it does turn up to very testing ground, you have to wonder about that. But I'm sure he's well schooled for this, and he might just be good enough to beat Farid. Well, the other maiden hurdle is particularly strong, the 150 race. A lot of very decent horses here. Colin McFire was beaten over hurdles on his first run a couple weeks ago, Punchdown, but should improve on that. Also, Dunbegan was a decent bumper horse last season, won twice actually, including at the Punchdown Festival, and Paul Townend takes the mount in that one. Schoolboy Hours for Noel Mead, second last time out at Naas a couple of weeks ago, does want soft ground, so he'd be certainly hoping for rain, and has missed a few engagements since then. Well, Marmon for Henry de Bombhead was a decent fourth at Navan behind Deffy Blue of Gordon Elliott. So there are four strong contenders there. Of the four, I must say I do like Schoolboy Hours. I think if the rain comes in time, he could be the one there.
Okay, so that is the action at Ferry House on Saturday. Looking at Navan then on Sunday, Martin, another cracking card on Sunday, kicking off at 12 o'clock. And we're going to start with the opening race, because the top horse there, Battle Over Dying, was a very impressive winner at Punchestown of his bumper 3 weeks ago. Can he come back up and make it 2 out of 2 this time over hurdles?
So I'd say he'd be very well fancied to do so, all right, Patrick. He did look good that day. He won 6 lengths. Lisa O'Neill rides him, and Davy Russell now takes over, going over hurdles. Shortly well schooled, this had, and will be an interesting newcomer to hurdles. And send at Noel Mead's moments, that heart ran very well when second to Deffy Blue a couple of weeks ago over 2.5 miles at Navan. I thought between the last two hurdles, moments is actually going to win. And think stepping back to 2 miles here with the benefit of a runner under his belt over hurdles, I think that's very important when it comes down to that. I think that one could be the one here. If it was having a bet, I might take a chance on moments. Although Battle Over the End is obviously going to probably start favourite and could be a good one. No Willie Mullins running here, which is a bit strange. And a lot of the other ones, I suppose, will probably find it hard to win a race like this, although polished ran okay last time for Jessica Harrington, finished fourth to Daily Tiger, who's a decent horse of Noel Mead's, finished fourth there, Punchdown, beaten a long way, but I think Polish Steel could certainly get involved here. I think Momus just might be good enough to beat Battle Over Diane in a very interesting contest.
The first of the graded action Sunday, Martin, is the Navan Novice Hurdle over 2.5 miles, 42,500 in the prize spot, and we've 9 going to post.
Yeah, very competitive race this one, Patrick. A couple of very useful maiden hurdle winners last time out, stepping into much higher company. Deffy Blue was one of those at Navan. He won a couple of weeks ago over course and distance. Has more to do here, but obviously has to be respected. Rhinestone for Joseph Ryan, a very good bumper horse last season. Just got home by a short head at Naas a couple of weeks ago on his hurdling debut. Didn't jump all that well, but should improve an awful lot. Although the second horse on that occasion, Envious Editor, was disappointing last week at Navan, which is a bit of a worry. Monbeg Worldwide, it looked well exposed last season, but has won his last two races in good style. Seems to strengthen up an awful lot over summer, and cook well for Jack Hendy. Well, the rematch, I suppose, between Easy Game and Magnium might take preference here. They ran in a similar race a couple of weeks ago, and Easy Game got up in the last straight to beat Magnium. I have to say it was a brilliant ride by Ruby Walsh. Must say it was one of his Ruby Walsh at his best. And there's a £3 difference between him and the weights the same, which might allow Magnium to reverse placements. I think this one deserves to win a race like this. He's been knocking on the door for Jessica Harrington for a while now, and I think he might be the safest choice here. But it is a very, very strong contest, and very interesting from a betting point of view.
The 1 o'clock is the Tara Handicap Hurdle, the Grade B contest, Martin, over 2.5 miles, and we've got a field of 22 this time.
Yeah, one interesting one here, Patrick, I have to say, is Law Girl. It was purchased at the sales recently by with the Jessica Harrington combination, and she runs here off a marker just 1.23. Now, when you consider this one is rated 92 on the flat, and very, very good 92 as well, she's been often rated higher. It could be very interesting. It looks kind of thrown in here off 10 stone too. The only thing I would worry about would be the rain. She's always much better when the ground is on the good side, but she's certainly one to watch now that she's joined Jessica Harrington going over hurdles. She hadn't run over hurdles for quite a while. She was campaigning the flat mainly, and is, as I say, a very decent mare, so any money for her would be very interesting. Because Stable Companion Walk to Freedom, number 3 in the card there, was a good winner last time out of a similar type race at Navan a couple of weeks ago. Beat it, the name escapes me on that occasion, who went on and won at Navan last week over fences. Up £7 for that win, and Robbie Power takes the mount. Certainly is one for the notebook here. I'd have the other one with a chance here would be a horse called Rooster Byron for Paul Nolan and Brian Cooper. Won 3 in a row last season. Started off this season with a good tour to Cork a couple of weeks ago. That was quite a good effort over 2.5 miles. Off a mark of 1.30 now, so certainly up with the big boys now, but I think it might be good enough to go in. Well, Salty Boy was third last time to Steps of Freedom at Navan for Margaret Mullins and Danny Mullins, and could go well again. So it's a very competitive race, as you will expect, with 22 runners in the race. I'm going to take a chance each way and Rooster Byron.
The 2.5 mile novice chase is off at 2.05, this time with 10 going to post.
Yeah, interesting here. Sir Carna for Gordon Elliott, David Russell will be one of the fences here. Second last time at Thorless a couple of weeks ago, over fences. The other one, certainly, I would be worth a second look, is a monotype for Paul Nolan. Has been running reasonably well in good beginners' chases. An example, finished fifth last week to Gettaborg. Now, Gettaborg is a very, very good horse of Willie Munz's. Monotype never looked likely to get involved, but did keep on well to be fifth. Stepping into a kind of handicap company for the first time now, 2.5 miles should suit him. Any money for this one certainly would have to be respected. But I was looking at Stowaway Forever. He's rated 119. He's very experienced over fences already. He's already ran in a couple of handicaps, which can be very important. He finished third to Duke of the Tay last time at a Ferry House. That was quite a good effort, because that Duke of the Tay is not a bad horse in his own right. And I just think with Philip Dempsey and Luke Dempsey in good form, this could be the one to beat here.
The future champion novice, or future champion listed bumper, I should say, Martin, is a very competitive contest. Of course, in previous years, we've got winners likes of Don Cossack, Fine Rightly, Death Duty, and Sam Crow. We've 7 lining up in this one, with 6 of them already after winning their bumper.
That's right, and Envoy Allen certainly will be a sharp price favourite here, I think, Patrick. Just on reputation alone, he looked very good when winning pint to pint, as you'd know. And then when a couple of weeks ago at Ferry House on his race course, he's backed off the boards, I have to say, back from 4-5 into 2-5, 4-9. And won well enough in the end. Now, he didn't look likely maybe turning in, but I think he's a real 3-mile chaser in the making. And when you mention horses like Don Cossack, Samco, he's this type of horse. He's a really big horse, this Envoy Allen. When you have a look at him, he's a really strong type, going to be a real good chaser. I don't think he'll have too many runs this season. I'm not quite sure if he's the type that would even go to Cheltenham, but you never know if he would. He's obviously held in high regard and probably would need to win this. Midnight Run for Joseph Ryan was a winner at Galway last time. I won very well. Tom Hamilton certainly doing a good job there as a stable amateur, and the stable's going extremely well, of course, with all sorts of horses, but particularly with the bumper horses, so you'd have to give that a good chance here. Batsio won 2 bumpers for Ted Walsh and probably didn't do as well over hurdles last time, but would have a chance. While Packins Rock won well last time as well, so an interesting race. But Envoy Allen, even though he's going to be a sharp price, he should win, but I wouldn't take too short a price about him, Patrick, but I do think he's good enough to win this.
No, we left out 2 races there, Martin, the Maiden Hurdle and the Novice Chase.
Yeah, 2.7 Maiden Hurdle at 1.30. Open enough race. I think Denmark, I thought, ran well enough last time for Rachel Blackmore, Joseph Bryan, finished third to Deffy Blue over 2.5 miles of this course. Might be good enough to win here. Probably isn't the strongest of contests. And the handicap chase looks pretty open. Well, Tom was a good winner at Galway a couple of months ago now. Has had problems with his jumping ever since, but if he gets a clear round here, would have a good chance. But the top one, Bits and Pieces, third last time at that Down Rail over fences. But before that, it was actually Clonmel. Before that, had won well over hurdles. And Michael Winters, certainly in good form. Donny McInerney takes the mount here. And I think that could be the one here, even with top weight, could win this one.
Okay, so that's the Irish racing for the weekend. Just going to look at Cheltenham then briefly, Martin. There's two big races in Cheltenham tomorrow in the international meeting. The Caspian Caviar Gold Cup is, of course, the big race, with 15 going to post. And we've got a couple of former Irish runners here.
Yes, indeed, a couple of interest ones here. And I suppose it's very similar to that, the old Paddy Power Gold Cup there that was run a couple of weeks ago. Rather B for Nicky Henderson was a short enough, but well-fancied favourite on that occasion, and was brought down in a race that I think only six horses finished out with 16 or 17 runners. So you'd be hoping for everything to go well tomorrow. I think he's got a good chance maybe of getting a bit of kind of compensation for that defeat. Last year, Guitar Pete was used to train by the late Desi Hughes, and of course Andrew Hughes trained him after that. He's down the bottom. He's done well in this race before, and you'd have to give him a good bit of a chance here. Lots of horses with chances. Frodon is a very good horse for Paul Nicholls around Cheltenham in particular. He's very, very good. And Brian Lee Frost takes the mount here. Has a lot of weight, 11-12, and up to 164 now as a mark. Probably is tough enough, but never he could rule him out around Cheltenham. He seems to be a much better horse there than anywhere else. But I do think that Rather B will take plenty of beating.
And of course, the other big race, the Grade 2 Unibet International Hurdle, of course, the big news from during the week, Martin, was Lorena not being declared for this one, which leaves 8 going to post, which will include favourite Somerville Boy.
Yeah, but a bit disappointing that Lorena didn't take up her challenge here, Patrick. Would have been a warm price favourite, and would have been interesting to see how she would fare as she heads out on her champion hurdle challenge as such. She's never taken on anything other than mares, and she obviously is a very good mare. It would be very interesting to see how things go. And last year's farmers, well, Somerville Boy would need to put in a very good performance here. He was definitely disappointing behind the champion hurdler and Sam Coe last time. Just a little bit disappointing, that fighting fit hurdle. Like, he didn't really travel that well during the race. His jumping has always been a bit of a problem, and he did extremely well to win the Supreme Novice hurdle last season. But it's just, if you feel that he's going to be the champion hurdler this time, I think he's got to beat these type of horses. He's got the likes of the Old Guard, the new one. These are kind of horses that have been around for quite a while now, and shouldn't really be up to winning champion hurdles, obviously, at this stage of the career. So you don't expect a good performance from Somerville Boy. He just needs, though, to kind of get his jumping together. I think, you know, his run last time, he could draw a line through it, maybe probably his first run of the season. Maybe he's a bit fresh, maybe the ground didn't suit him. But I think he'd need to win this if it's going to be a really strong challenge for a champion hurdle. I think he's got to get his act together. Brain Power, interesting horse, that fella ran the champion hurdle a couple of years ago, didn't really take the fences, has always threatened to do this and threatened to do that. He's kind of a bit of a frustrating horse, but back over hurdles I think he would be interesting, and you'd have to give him a bit of a chance. But I'd be disappointed if Somerville Boy can't beat these.
Okay, so that's the action for the weekend. And of course, Martin, we're only 12 days out now before the Christmas festivals kick off at Limerick and Leperstown.
Yes, and certainly looking forward to it, Patrick. A lot of rain forecast over the weekend, which will be probably not good news for your listeners, but good news for the racetracks in question. Certainly Leperstown are looking for rain. It kicks off, should say, Wednesday week, Stephen's Day. Great festival lined up there. And obviously Limerick as well. Very, very good down in Limerick as well. First Grade 1 going to be running Stephen's Day. That's going to be a cracking race maiden down there. And I think Getaboard, who won well at Punchdown last week, is heading for that Grade 1. A lot of good horses entered at this stage, as you'd imagine. Obviously King George in England then as well. You see the likes of Mike Bite hopefully going again. Maybe Native River and Tissacrack horse won it before. They're all supposed to line up. William Mullins, now, as you said, Lorena could go for the Christmas hurdle at Kempton on Stephen's Day. That'll be very, very interesting if she does line up there, or she could wait for the Welsh Heel hurdle at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. But you have to see, expect that she's going to run fairly soon. At home, we've an awful lot of very good horses, hopefully presenting Percy. He missed the Durkin Chase last week, and hopefully he'll line up in the Savills Chase on the Friday at Leperstown. It'll be his first run since winning that RSA Chase at Cheltenham last year. He's currently the Gold Cup favourite with some bookmakers, Patrick, so hopefully we'll see him out in action over the Leperstown Christmas period.
Yeah, we look forward to that indeed, and I'm sure we look forward in previewing all that action over the next week or so. That, Martin, the time has caught up with us again this week, but before we go, we're going to get your best bets.
Okay, and the 12:40 at Ferry House tomorrow, I'll take a chance on Cherokee Bill. It definitely has a good each way chance, and I think he should go very well. While at the same meeting, the 150 School by Hours for the Maiden Hurdle, I'd fancy that to go very well. Navin on Sunday then, do like the chance of Rooster Byron in that 1 o'clock race, I think has a solid chance. Will I go for Stowaway Forever in the 205, the rated novice chase for Philip and Luke Dempsey.
Okay, Martin, enjoy the weekend's racing, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again next Friday. Looking forward to the Christmas action.
No problem, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.